Well, Oliver Hartwich is with the Centre for Independent Studies. He's a man that we turn to often when there are issues such as this that come up in our community to actually ask, well, what are the options? What can governments do? Of course, the Prime Minister and Treasurer have been attacked by Joe Hockey. We heard that last night on this program. Plus also Peter Costello, the former Treasurer, who was given an award in the Australia Day Honours list as well, saying that really a levy is not needed at this time. Oliver Hartwich joins me now from the Centre for Independent Studies. Hello, Oliver.
Hello. Happy Australia Day.
And the same to you as well. My question for you, I guess, is straight up and down. You do analyse these things. You look at them very, very closely in terms of where the money might come to. The first thing to say, I guess, is the scale of the clean-up of the floods through Queensland, through Ipswich, through Toowoomba, through Brisbane itself, and then down through all of the river systems into Victoria. The bill is phenomenal and beyond what normally any natural disaster would actually sort of bring to any country.
That's absolutely true. We are talking about really staggering figures. As you said, the estimates go from somewhere between $15 and $25 billion. That's a massive amount of money, and the levy we are talking about actually only covers about $3.5 billion if reports in the press are to be believed.
So therefore, even though $3.5 billion might be raised, now I've done a little bit of basic maths on this, there's 11 million workers in Australia I've worked out, because presumably nobody who's not working is not going to be really taxed out of this, then you're probably only going to get probably a third of those people actually paying any form of levy. And that would be those people probably earning more than $80,000 a year. So if you're really talking about 3 or 4 million Australians paying that levy, it's going to be $1,000 each if they're going to raise $3.5 billion.
Well,
that's the scale of it, is it? That's the sort of maths that they're talking about, isn't it?
Well, I think what the government tries to do, they want to increase the Medicare levy by 0.5%. And they estimate that that would probably get them about the $3.5 billion that they want. Now, I think this is a bit strange, really, as a procedure. I mean, the Medicare levy, I mean, it doesn't really indicate that Medicare was meant to subsidize the floods. So this seems a bit odd. But on the other hand, I mean, just think about the whole scale of the operation. We're talking about a levy that should get the government $3.5 billion. I mean, the total government budget is $354 billion. So we're really talking about 1% of that budget. This is basically a rounding error, so I really wonder whether the government needs an extra levy on top of that.
So what you're saying is because it represents 1% of the annual budget, that is $3.5 billion, and they're needing to raise about $15 billion or so, that's what's being estimated, then quite clearly it's going to be a situation where they could find other ways to be able to fund this other than necessarily hitting people with a levy.
Absolutely, and I think there are alternatives. I mean, the opposition, they have already talked about the national broadband network. I mean, that's, of course, a huge chunk of money, but we don't even have to go there. We could just, for example, sell the rest of the Telstra shares that are still owned by the government. They're currently parked in a future fund. The future fund, of course, is meant for different things. But on the other hand, we are really talking about a disaster on an epic scale. And I think that would be a good justification to take that money, the Telstra shares, out of the future fund, for example. On the other hand, you could cut government spending elsewhere. You could, for example, cut the $30 million that the government wanted to dedicate to a campaign to educate the public about climate change and why climate change, of course, causes droughts in Australia. I think that's no longer needed. We could also cut the special assistance that we were supposed to give to drought-affected farmers. That was $400 million in the last budget. I mean, that's no longer needed. So there are many ways you could actually tweak the budget and get that money out of it without introducing a levy.
And there's another side of it also. The government quite clearly has got a long string of infrastructure projects that it's going to roll out over a period of time, even leaving the national broadband network to one side for the moment. But the truth is that they could actually delay some of those projects until really, if you like, there is recovery from the floods and from the cleanup of those floods. And as a result, therefore, they could bring capital that they were otherwise going to spend, and they could commit that to those flood-stricken areas.
I think that's certainly a possibility. The other option is, of course, there were, of course, some parts of the infrastructure investments that were meant to replace existing infrastructure to upgrade them. Now that the old infrastructure is destroyed in a way, that doesn't cause an extra cost on the budget, really. So I think there are alternatives. You can tweak the budget. You don't need an extra levy. And in any case, I think it is absurd. At the time when we have rising food prices, when households are being squeezed, we are asking them to pay extra on top of all of this. And to really have the ultimate irony, the flood victims themselves will have to pay for their own rescue. They will have to pay the levy themselves.
And that's true, because if you're living in that flood-affected area, and this is the difficulty, isn't it? Because it's streets, and then suddenly the next street's not affected, it's going to be very hard to be able to say, righto, if you live in Toowoomba, then you don't have to pay the flood. It's very difficult, because once you start to raise taxes, it's a very blunt instrument that has to go across all members of your community.
Absolutely. I completely agree. It is very, very difficult. But on the other hand, I think it really adds insult to injury if you are affected by the floods and then you have to pay an extra tax on top of that.
No, it's so true. Absolutely correct. Oliver Hart, which, as I say, the Centre for Independent Studies, that levy is likely to come down tomorrow from the federal government, as he says, around $3.5 billion raised, probably aimed at people earning either over $80,000 or $100,000 a year, and therefore, as a result, those people, according to my mathematics, are going to pay somewhere of the order of $800,000, depending on where you are, but it could come through, as he says, the Medicare levy, an extra 0.5% on the Medicare levy. So what do you think about that? Is that what you need on Australia Day, knowing you're going to get an extra tax? Give me a call, 131-873. Oliver Hart, which we really appreciate your time on this Australia Day.
Thank you very much, Ross.